Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
Yeah. Oh. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness it's a Friday. Sylvia Walker. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Morning, Abs. I'm great, thanks. And you?
I was miserable. But I'm okay. I really thought...
Why were you miserable?
I thought the 145 million was won by someone here in Cape Town.
I know. I saw that and I thought of you. I thought, Ash, it wasn't... I read the article and I didn't see your name. And I thought, something's wrong with this article.
I know. No, listen.
You made a mistake.
Listen, the day they tell you, we don't know where the winner is from. We don't know who he is. He just said, wire the money. He doesn't want to show his face. Then you must know it was me. No one will ever know I've won it. You in South Africa, do I want people to know I've got 145 million? Never. Ever, Sylvia. Never.
It's a lot of money, Abs, if you think about it. Wow.
This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. We chat to her every Friday at this time. If you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia Walker for some financial advice, you can use her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. Don't forget that Sylvia is an author of a book where she continues today once again to tell us a little bit more about the book and some of the advice that she shares in that book. And we spoke about last week about empowering yourself as a woman and making yourself a priority. This is, of course, with Sylvia. These words are easily said then, but not always easily put into practice. So, Sylvia, I mean, women, let's talk about women and the easy traps that women do fall into.
And yeah, I think there are a number of traps that women fall into. And probably one of the greatest ones is the sort of fear of the unknown, you know, because when it comes to money, money is something that is quite can be quite intimidating, investing and that whole world of finance. So for me, that's, you know, just from what I've observed, it is definitely one of those traps women fall into. It's the fear of the unknown, fear to take chances, simply because they don't actually know what they're dealing with. And, you know, the other interesting thing, too, is that often it's the older generation that have this ignorance because their husbands took care of everything. And we know that women generally outlive men. So you often find it's the women left behind and they've got the money, you know, that they inherited or that their husband managed to accumulate, or they've got to start making those financial decisions quite late in life. And that older generation often have very little knowledge. So who do they trust? Who do they actually go to? And, you know, are they making the right decisions? So people are often scared to ask questions. You know, I don't want to sound stupid. I don't want to look stupid. And the interesting thing actually is absent in the States, they did some research and they found that a substantial number of widows actually fired the financial advisor that they had. So they had been an advisor assisting and advising their husbands their whole lives. And once he died, within a year or so, they actually got rid of that person simply because there was never any kind of rapport built up with them. You know, there was never any kind of knowledge shared with them. It was a case of just, you know, I'll take care of everything. So I think that ignorance and that that fear of the unknown is a great trap that women fall into quite easily and not sure what to do and who to turn to.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I do want to ask you, are women less selfish than men when it comes to what they spend their money on? Is this another trap, perhaps?
Yeah, it is, as I think, to a certain extent, because women often take care of the household. We see that. It's a pattern that happens in many, many households. So women obviously juggle many balls. You know, they're mothers, they're caregivers, they are spouses, you know, they're wives, they are employees. They've got all these roles to fulfill and people to take care of. And while that's quite cliched, we see that the money women often earn is spent on household expenses. So, you know, paying for the domestic help, paying for the groceries, paying for the school fees. Whereas men often in a relationship will pay for the stuff. So they will buy maybe the house, they'll buy the property, the cars, the assets, the investments the husband will take care of. And in that kind of trap where women are, you know, using all their money for everything else and everyone else, it is a trap because at the end of the day, they've got very little to show for the money that they've put into that relationship and money that they've spent. So I think women are less selfish and it can actually be to their detriment sometimes. I think women also often carry a lot of guilt. You know, just as myself, if I think about all the years of working, you know, in a formal environment with young children to raise, you have that guilt because, you know, you're not there with your family, but you actually are working, you're earning money. So what do we do with that guilt? We often also spend money on our children, maybe go a bit overboard, maybe spoil them to try and make up for that, you know, the times that we aren't there, you know, with them. So, yeah, I think generally the answer, short answer is women are less selfish than, I'm going to say men are selfish, but women spend things, money on different things. And they can shoot themselves in the foot in that way because they don't end up building up assets and building up wealth long term. They're using their money month on month, you know, for the household and on consumable things.
All right. This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker, 22 minutes past five now. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation. We are talking about some of the financial traps that sometimes women fall into. And as we talk about Women's Month and Women's Day yesterday, it's Sylvia, who is an author. By the way, you got to tell us about the book once again, Sylvia. But she shares some of her advice that she shares in her book. And it's all about trying to uplift women. Sylvia, let's talk about that. I mean, married women, do married women have more of a sense of financial security? Is that a trap of some sort to fall into also?
Yes, as it is. I mean, because I think often women, married women might, you know, have this sort of I'll take care of you thing in the back of their mind. So, you know, if you're single, you've only got yourself to rely upon. If you're in married or living with somebody, you have that other person to lean on to a large extent, which is fantastic, of course, but financially, to be lulled into that security of, you know what, I've got someone else who's going to take care of me, is not a good idea. Because as we know, things happen. Things go wrong. There's the obvious one of divorce. There's retrenchment. There's illness. So putting all your eggs in that basket and just saying, you know, I'm going to be okay because there's someone else, is not always a great idea. You can be in that situation, but you need to make some clever decisions that protect your financial security as well. So it's not just relying entirely upon that person. And I think also, you know, as I say, it's easy to fall into that trap, but one must also realize if things go wrong, you need to actually be able to do something about it, and you need to be able to survive financially. Also, when you go into that situation, if you are getting married or you're in a relationship, you know, what habits, what money habits does that person bring with them? Are they bringing debt with them? Are they bringing, you know, poor spending habits? So it's not a case of just I'm going to be okay now because I've got someone who's going to take care of me. So it's a trap that we can fall into quite easily. I think the modern day woman today, Abs, is very different to the older generation, though, I must say. I think modern day woman, by and large, earns her own money, has her own investments. You know, the sort of pattern is changing quite dramatically. But if we talk about older generations, it's definitely a trap that people can easily fall into. Yeah.
And you mentioned marriage, divorce, retrenchment, etc. Do people get financial advice at these times, perhaps?
Yeah, Abs, the thing is, it's quite interesting that people often don't, because particularly if you talk about things sort of getting married, getting divorced, where it's a legal, you know, it's actually a legal situation. You're entering into a legal agreement with someone or dissolving an agreement with someone, a legal contract. People often don't get financial advice. They think they need legal advice. So that's also something that men and women are trapped that they fall into. So they forget to think about the financial aspect. So if you're getting married, make sure you're getting married the right way. We've spoken about that before. If you're getting divorced, very important, make sure you get financial advice as well as legal advice, because there are many different financial impacts when you talk about divorce, and you've got to make the right decisions then, because it's very easy to make the wrong decisions. People often don't. The short answer is people often don't think about the financial implications necessarily. It's a case of just making sure legally everything's okay, getting legal advice, getting through the process emotionally. But the same with retrenchment or, you know, illness, all of those things, there are financial implications. And the decisions you make then will stay with you for a very long time going forward. So it doesn't, you know, it's important to get advice, financial advice, those times.
And Sylvia, I mean, women are often jokingly labeled as the spenders in the household. Is this a money trap, to spend instead of investing money?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's always a joke with a woman and the retail therapy. But I can tell you, men also love shopping. Hey, I'm sure you know some men, I do, that love shopping. But women generally do the shopping in the household. So, you know, they buy the groceries, the clothes, etc. So she does the shopping. So, yes, she is the spender, if I can say that in inverted commas. But the thing is, as I say, men also spend. So it's not that women are necessarily spending everything that they earn and not investing anything. They do tend, as I said earlier, to fall into that trap of actually spending a lot of their money on the things that are consumed within the family on a month-to-month basis. And that's something that women need to be aware of and actually, you know, do differently, have different behavior around that. But the thing is that it's not that women are just spenders. They often end up doing the spending activities in the household, the groceries and all of that stuff. So, gosh, but she needs to make, women generally need to place themselves, make themselves a priority and actually change that behavior if that's what she's doing. If her whole salary is going into the household pot, she needs to actually just do something differently so that she builds up some assets and starts building her own wealth. And all of that, as you say, I mean, you keep chatting about my book, but it's Smart Woman, and all of that information plus more is, of course, contained in the book. Yeah.
And Sylvia, as we finish while speaking about Smart Woman, tips then for our women out there?
And I think, you know, the thing is overcome your fears, because a lack of knowledge is the greatest thing that holds us back. So what we don't know, we fear. So overcome those fears. There's a huge amount of information on the internet. Go and read up. Speak to your friends. Chat to people that you know. That you know. We often know people that are investing or managing their money well. Speak to those people within your circle. Connect with other people. Connect with other women if you need to. There's also groups that meet. You know, there's social groups that meet. So get information and chat to people. There's never a stupid question. But overcome those money fears by asking questions. And also, of course, you can get advice. You can get financial advice. And get it from somebody. If you're not comfortable, if somebody's explaining things to you, and I always say this, if they're explaining things to you that you don't understand what they're talking about, walk away. It's your money. You have the right to actually understand what is happening to your money. Find someone that you're comfortable with that you can understand, that's explaining it in simple terms. Because money is actually quite simple. It shouldn't be closed in this complex world. So overcome your fears. And then secondly, start small. You know, if you want to start investing, if you want to start using your money productively, start small, experiment, and as you grow and as you build on your successes, you can then, you know, invest more, do it more frequently. And slowly but surely, you will actually start building that wealth and, you know, building up a nest egg.
Thank you so much, Sylvia Walker, for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you next week, Friday.
Babs, have a lovely weekend. Hey.
Thank you so much. Sylvia Walker, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. A very good morning to you.